Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, May 28th. Owen Sound's moving ahead with the process to consider formally renaming Ryerson Park. Councillors Marion Koepke, Brock Hamley, and John Farmer were appointed to a working group to help coordinate the task in accordance with the city's policy for renaming parks and facilities. The sign at Ryerson Park was taken down in 2021 in response to a public petition to change its name due to its association with 19th century educator Egerton Ryerson, whose ideas contributed to the establishment of Canada's residential school system. John Farmer is an Owen Sound councillor.
Certainly living in the neighbourhood, people often talk about maybe other names for the park. I've heard many suggested, and I think that the only way that we effectively rename is to follow the policy that we have set out.
An application sent to the city to kickstart the formal renaming process suggests changing the name to Old School Park. Meaford Council signed off on a plan change for a proposed subdivision. The Loon Call subdivision is located just north of Highway 26 and received draft plan approval 4 years ago. It will include a mix of single, semi-detached, and townhomes. The change requested by the developer and approved is to use a couple dozen lots originally planned for single homes for townhouses instead. Aaron Eldersley is holding a Goods Exchange Day event this weekend. On Saturday, residents are encouraged to place unwanted household items curbside for others in the community to take and reuse. On the national news, King Charles delivered the throne speech to open Parliament and laid out the priorities of Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal government. The King spoke about challenges unprecedented in our lifetimes.
This moment is also an incredible opportunity, an opportunity for renewal. An opportunity to think big and to act bigger. An opportunity for Canada to embark on the largest transformation of its economy since the Second World War.
It was the first time in nearly half a century that a monarch delivered Canada's speech from the throne. And Hudson Bay stores will be closing their doors by Sunday. The company announced the store closures would affect over 8,300 employees. Earlier this month, the Bay announced it was selling its intellectual property to Canadian Tire, including the Colored Stripes logo. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading as investors brace for an earnings report from Mag7 mega cap stock chipmaker Nvidia after the bell tonight. Yesterday, a major rally for North American indexes. The Dow jumped 740 points to close at 42,343. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced more than 2%, while the TSX was up 195 points to 26,269. Bitcoin down slightly this morning to just under 109,000 US. The price of oil up 1%, 61.40 per barrel, while gold's up a quarter point to 3,310 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 72.31 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
The Morning Sports is brought to you by Remax. I'm RJ Broadhead. The Oilers are one win away from their second consecutive cup final after their 4-1 win over Dallas. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins had two assists. He has multiple points in every game of the West final. Scoring leader Connor McDavid also had a pair of helpers. Edmonton can clinch tomorrow in Dallas. Florida can clinch tonight when they visit Carolina. The London Knights lost their first game at the Memorial Cup. Medicine Hat's 3-1 win puts them into the final. London will play the winner of tonight's game between Moncton and Rimouski in the semifinal. Indiana beat the Knicks. Pacers are one win away from the NBA Finals. Blue Jays got shut out 2-0 by Texas. Jays have scored a total of 4 runs in their last 5 games. The Tigers and Yankees both won again. So did the Dodgers, thanks to Shohei Ohtani's 20th homer of the season. Oh, by the way, he's ramping up his pitching workouts and could be ready to start by mid-July. And Felix Auger-Aliassime was eliminated from the French Open. And now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Saugeen Thunderbirds beat Chiefs Point 12-8 in Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action last night. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. A sun and cloud mix today with a chance of some showers late this afternoon, a high of 19. Tonight, showers and a low of 10. And tomorrow, rain ending in the morning, then mostly cloudy, a high around 12.